Can I first of all start today by putting firmly on record on behalf of this House our deep appreciation to all of the carers in our community that do outstanding work in looking after vulnerable family members and others throughout each and every one of our constituencies. On behalf of those carers right across Northern Ireland, we are calling on the Executive and the Department to deliver a carers allowance recognition payment for unpaid carers in Northern Ireland. Carers allowance is entirely unfit for purpose, providing pennies per hour to those caring around the clock and leaving nearly half, 46%, of local recipients living below the poverty line. The inadequacy of carers allowance has taken on even greater significance during the current cost of living crisis, with many recipients in Northern Ireland are facing severe financial hardship, forced to cut back on everything but the bare essentials, using food banks, skipping meals and getting into debt. Why? Because they are caring for their loved ones and people in our communities, doing a huge amount of work and saving the current health system from collapse. While it is not only the first step in the wider reform carers allowance needs, implementing the recognition payment would make an enormous difference to local carers, putting £540 per year more in their pockets, immediately lifting 3,400 of them out of poverty. The cost of delivering the policy pales in comparison to the money carers are saving the Executive every single year. Our carers are propping up the health and social care system and keeping Stormont's budget from collapse. They deserve better than a social security benefit that systematically traps them in poverty. Delivering the carers allowance recognition payment won't change that completely, but it is an important starting point, and there is a significant moral and financial case for the Department to prioritise it during the rest of this Assembly mandate. It is so important that this House recognises their outstanding contribution. And today, Mr Speaker, I present this petition and thank carers and I for the work they're doing and all of those who signed the petition. We must put on record our deep appreciation to all they've done for the people of Northern Ireland. Thank you.
I invite the member to approach the table to present his petition.